Welcome to the Home Church Podcast. My name's Kenny, and I serve as the lead pastor here at Home Church, and we gather in Maiden, North Carolina. We're so glad you tuned in to today's episode, and we hope that this episode will help encourage you and inspire you as you continue to follow Jesus step by step. Church, I just wanted to take a couple of minutes and pastor you, care for you. I'd love to have this conversation with you individually, but it's not really possible. And so I wanted to take a moment and to do the main thing today, which is to point you to Jesus, to preach his word, to worship him. But man, I'd be a really terrible pastor and shepherd if I didn't take some time today to try to shepherd you through this season of life in the earth that we're navigating. I want to just take a moment and address what many of us saw happen yesterday in our country, where we saw former President Trump have an attempt of assassination on his life at a rally in Pennsylvania. And sadly, we also saw several people lose their life innocently and one through an act of justice. And no doubt, when this word comes through, I felt the same thing you felt, many of us, when I see these images. No doubt, I had these wide-ranging amount of emotions that run through my heart and then through my head of, oh my gosh, like, what are we doing? How have we gotten to this place? And of course, I have three little boys. Many of you have children, grandchildren. And you think about, what does this mean? What does this look like? How do we keep on this path? And I just want to acknowledge to you and pastor you and just say, man, all of those emotions, whether it be anger, whether it be anxiety, whether it be worry, whether it be resentment, whatever feelings you are navigating in this season in our culture, they're all valid. We're humans. We have human emotion. And I just want to give you some freedom to be human in that, to recognize that you're going to feel things, you're going to see things that hurt you and anger you and all of the gamut. And yet, at the same time, the reality is that especially as believers, we cannot allow our emotions to dictate our lives. And no doubt there's fear, no doubt there's worry, no doubt there's wondering about the future. And yet, this one that we preached about today, he's sufficient for all of our needs. A couple of things I want you to know. Coming up in October, and by the way, this was on the schedule since last October. Coming up into October, heading into election season, and even the Sunday after election, we're actually going to be teaching a series called Citizens. We're going to take a really long, in-depth look at what does it mean to be both a citizen of heaven and a citizen of earth. Because there's a heavy tension in that, and these days it's a heavier tension. How do we live in that? How do we manage this life with our belief and yet still having to live a life in the earth? We want to pastor you through that. And I'm not quite ready to unleash that to you yet. And so I couldn't let today slide by without just sitting with you for a moment and pastoring you in this season. There's a few things that I need you to hear. Number one is this, is I don't really care your political persuasion. I just don't. If you get to know me, you'll probably know I'm politically motivated. I'm engaged and involved, and I work through those things. But you know, listen, unless we have like a side to side conversation, you're probably never going to know those things about me because my primary calling and focus is on what does the Bible say about this stuff, not a political platform. There's another thing that drives me and our church in the way that we think about these things. I have a lot of honor and respect for our country. There is no greater country. We're blessed to live here. We're blessed by people who have given their lives for us to have freedom to do this. Like, please hear nothing other than that from me. And yet at the same time, we don't do a full-on, you know, patriotic service on July 4th. And when we have September 11th, we don't, you know, do all these things. We don't fly flag. We're not doing that. And here's why, is because at the end of the day, the kingdom of America, I don't care about, because I care about the kingdom of heaven. And my job is not to lead you in how to be a better American. My job is to pastor you in how to be a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. And listen, and I know this is going to be unpopular to some of you. And I know you're looking for a political rally in your pastor and someone to tell you how to vote and all that kind of stuff. Listen, you're never going to get those things from me. You're going to get a pastor who loves you and cares about you and wants to point you to Jesus. And man, if I can't do that, I can't serve you well. And if you're looking for a political rally and you're looking for flags on stage and the anthem to be sung and the Pledge of Allegiance to be done in the house of God, you got the wrong house. This is just not how we operate here. And again, I want to be very clear. This is in no way, shape, or form turning against our country. And please, there is a duality here that we can live as full-blown Americans, grateful for what God's given us. And yet at the same time, our focus and our priority be in the right place. Second thing I need you to hear is this. The scriptures are clear that every authority in the earth has been placed there by God's hand himself. Every authority. Now there's some of that that makes no sense to me, right? And yet, part of my job as a believer is to believe. I don't have all the answers. And by the way, you're not going to get them all either. And so part of our job is to trust God's sovereignty in the earth. I taught about this just a few weeks ago, the difficulty of trying to be wheat amongst weeds and how Jesus himself said that weeds will continue to grow until the day Jesus comes back. Meaning there will be evil amongst us throughout time. And yet, we have to learn to put our trust that Jesus is sovereign. And whatever his plan, however his plan, whatever, whenever his plan, it's his plan. And let me be very clear. His will be done. It will. It will. And there's nothing any of us can do to thwart it. The last thing I want to say to you is this. I pray you hear this out of love. We for sure have a right and a privilege and an honor to have a voice in our country to dictate the way in which it moves and it operates, the legislation that is passed. We absolutely have a right, a privilege, and an honor and a responsibility to play a part in that process. We do. But friends, if you're waiting on a political savior, he ain't coming. The Savior of the earth came, and Judas literally turned Jesus over because he was upset that Jesus wasn't going to bring political revolution. But Jesus said, I did not come for political revolution. Jesus said, I came to seek and to save the lost. Let me lovingly say this. You cannot legislate morality. No matter what laws are on the books, sin is at deep rooted into the human heart, and sin will overtake law all day, every day. Here is the only hope we have, and is the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. That's it. That is the hope of the earth. So, what can we do? Can you play a part? Yes, yes and amen. Play a part. The greatest way you can serve your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your community, our state, and our country and the world is to start in your own heart. And then, as you're being changed, your household will be changed. When your household is being changed by the work of the Holy Spirit in you, your community is going to be changed, your neighborhood, our city, our state, our world. The only hope this world has is the hope of the gospel, the good news of Jesus, for him to eradicate sin. And here's the thing, the only way that's going to move forward is when his ambassadors who are called by his name, you and I, take the good news of Jesus wherever we go. You really want to make a difference? Go tell someone about Jesus. Live out the gospel of Jesus in your own heart. That's going to make a real difference. I want to leave you with this. Peter writes this at the very end of the scriptures. You got 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, and then we get into Revelation. So this is right at the end of the scriptures. Peter, the leader of the church, he writes this in 1 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to try to read it. The lighting's not great. My eyes are bad. He's talking to the church about being holy in difficult times. He says, therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you have when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all that you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Since you call on the Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. Do you see this picture? Peter is, man, I know you're a citizen of earth. I know you're a citizen of America. But once you've believed, you're actually a foreigner. You belong to a new king and a new kingdom. I'm gonna skip down to this last part. And again, I'm having trouble reading this. Forgive me, my glasses are all fogged up and light's not great. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincerity by a sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For, watch this, all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. As we live in this life, if we put our attention, our focus, our affection on Christ Jesus, to living out what he's called us to do, to be obedient to what he's called us to be, loving others deeply, knowing that we too have failed, there's some humility in it. Knowing that all things in this earth will pass away one day. And yet, the word of the Lord endureth forever. This is what has been preached to you today. This is what will be preached to you every time God gives me breath to stand in this pulpit. That God loves you. He's paid a price for you. He's ransomed you. And one day he will come back to receive you. And until that day, we stand ready and at the wait, ready to receive him, to go home with him, but until then, to serve him. A royal priesthood set apart, called by his name to tell others of the good news of Jesus.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If there's anything that we can do to serve you or come alongside of you in your journey, please reach out. You can reach us at hello@myhomechurch.cc.